It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right. You're just before we start.
Right.
You're going to want to log on to the live stream right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't miss this.
What's going on?
It's out of control. It's officially out of control. And I'm not going to say what he looks like until we get to 7 o'clock, so it's on you to find it.
It's a fire fit, as the kids say.
Okay. The Odyssey app. Yeah. WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, because we've crossed territory I never thought we'd see.
Oh.
Like, this is like Columbus in the New World kind of stuff.
Look at this.
Right? Like, we're coming upon human beings that we did not know existed in what's happening. Oh, God, I can't. Everything about it makes me mad, and it shouldn't. It's unreasonable.
That's a good outfit.
No, it's not a good outfit.
If it sparks emotion, it's good.
You look like all of my mother's friends in 1987.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's not good.
I thought you were going to wait till 7 o'clock.
Okay, no, I'm not describing it. I'm just telling people how mad it has made me, how unreasonably angry I am at what is happening here. All right, with that being said, 58 degrees right now, going to be into the low 70s today, and the sun is back after that rain yesterday.
Yeah. Nice.
We needed it.
Oh, we did.
Weekend's looking beautiful. High 78 on Friday, 82 on Saturday, and then a little rain, 78 on Sunday. Can we start today with a question for the ladies?
Okay.
And before we get to the question, we get to the story that leads to the question. Yesterday, the TSA announced new items that are going to be banned when you go through security.
Oh.
Now, for guys, this is not going to matter. This is extreme.
So it's old lady stuff.
Well, I think so. For example, the three new items not allowed through TSA. Cordless curling irons or flat irons containing gas cartridges.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
I didn't know there were gas-powered curling irons.
Butane-fueled curling irons or flat irons.
That sounds like something you would see in a drag strip.
Okay.
Come down Saturday night. Butane, curling iron, drag strip. Under the lights.
Yeah.
You were unaware these existed.
Yeah, I thought they were all...
I thought you plug them
in. I've never seen one... That didn't require, like, an outlet.
Why do you need that much power to curl your hair?
Well, the only thing, I guess maybe there are people that travel to, you know, do people's hair for weddings and stuff like that. Could be maybe they use those types of, that level of hair curling tools. I don't know. Maybe it's more powerful.
All right, so I'm going to make a couple of guesses here.
All right.
I'm guessing these are new. Newer to the market based on the fact that TSA hadn't already banned them.
Yeah.
They got fuel in them, so okay.
And I'm also guessing these may exist for people that are constantly traveling. Like you're in an airport, you have to do your makeup and hair.
They have outlets.
But can you plug a curling iron in an airport?
It's a regular, it's just like your phone charger.
All right, time out. Have you ever seen a woman plug in a flat iron or a curling
iron?
No,
in the bathroom, I've seen people doing their hair.
In the airport with like a plug in curling iron.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
Wait, when she starts shaving.
Are you talking about the semi-automatic
coochie trimmer?
Okay. Everything about women's hair care is horrifying to me.
It is dangerous.
Kimmy,
it's
full of chemicals.
Down.
No, it's okay. The chemicals are one thing. I'm talking about, let's start with just the actual tools people use, women use to straighten their hair.
All right.
They all get super hot. They're all like combustible. And the smell.
It's burning hair.
Okay, so like for example, Breezy works down the hall on PXY, right? She will straighten her hair in the studio. And if you walk in the studio after she's done doing it.
It has to smell horrible.
It smells like the building's burning down.
Because burning hair, this is going to sound gross, but it almost sounds like if you burnt pretzels.
Yeah, it's a good call.
And I don't want to ruin pretzels for people because pretzels are a fine thing.
Well, it's all right. I eat all my pretzels with hair dropped over it, so it's fine. No, but like, okay, like I live with three women.
Yeah.
I got my wife and my two girls.
Yeah.
And they got.
You got a lot of hair in that house.
Well, and two of my wife and my oldest, they got black girl hair. My youngest ended up getting my hair, but like fighting through.
Oh, she got shafted on the hair?
Well, I don't know if it's a shaft or not because like my wife and my oldest having to do their hair is literally a 2-hour thing. But like the smell that comes out of my kids' bathroom. When they are straightening or curling or whatever, is ungodly. And then you have to trust that a 13 and 15-year-old are going to leave piping hot irons in the appropriate spot on the sink unplugged.
So how many
Most
burn
of them
marks?
Should have a shutoff timer. I know at least like the newer tools are made that way.
I've never touched
it. How many burn marks do you have on your counters?
I don't – well, it's in – My girls have a bathroom.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when they set it down, well, and they forget.
It shouldn't burn. The counters, I mean, I've never seen it burn like a good countertop.
Because I've seen that a bunch, man. Really?
Burns on countertops?
Well, because you left the damn thing sitting there.
Yeah, but, it's, but
there,
it, when
and
you
it just
set it down, it doesn't touch most of the time. You know what I mean?
She told my first wife that. She also chucked one at me.
She threw a hot curling iron at you?
My first wife did, yeah. Not
man,
super
the amount
hot.
Of, like, things you've had to dodge in your life.
Shoe, spoon, hair products.
So a woman did call and say that the tools, those tools aren't new. They're actually kind of old, older tools. She also said people may use them for, like, camping and stuff like that. Where you don't always have an outlet available.
Because you want to look good when you're camping.
Thank you. Like, what, do you go to camping prom?
You could go out somewhere while you're camping. I don't know.
Where are you?
Prom night with a bear? It's not going to end well.
Seriously, like, if I'm going out somewhere, I'm going to take a shower, and I'm guessing in the shower, if there's hot water, there's also a plug. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Almost straighten my hair to wear my cut-off camo shorts. Get some good loving from my husband. Okay, so past the idea that there are now, well, there have been, cordless curling irons and flat irons that use gas cartridges that the TSA have officially announced they've banned. All right, so we bring up the danger of the heat and all that stuff. The chemicals, man. The chemicals. Again, the amount of hair care products that my wife and children have in my house is insane.
So back in the day, going way back, my mother used to give herself a home perm.
Okay.
And that thing stunk.
Oh, I bet.
It smelled like a dead skunk.
Oh, I know.
It is the...
Oh, you're talking about the dead perm. The perm. I'm sorry. I was... Sorry.
I'm talking about her upstairs hair, not her lower hair,
was
not
very
her pants hair.
Also curly. Didn't need to perm that baby.
But it reeked, man. And you had to let it sit. Like, she would sit there with it just like it looked like roofing tar.
So it was
who knows what those women were exposed to.
Well, between that and the AquaNet, where you put a can of that stuff into your head.
All right, so, like, if I do my hair, which is only on special occasions, I have one can of pomade. That's it. Like, the sticky stuff you put in your head.
Oh, you put product in your hair?
Well, if rarely.
Just like your daddy.
Well, I don't go straight up with it. I do a side
Jack's
thing.
Used to Jesus.
Different style.
But I have one hair care piece.
Yeah.
Kimmy, how many hair care products do you have currently in your house?
Besides the WD-40?
I mean, well, you got, like, your shower hair care products.
What is this, shampoo?
Conditioner, hair treatment, stuff like that.
What's a hair treatment?
It's like it's a heavier conditioner, essentially. You leave it in for a little longer.
How many shampoos do you currently have?
Two.
Oh, that's
you have
bad.
Two shampoos,
two conditioners.
That's four bottles in the shower.
But no, my wife has like six shampoos.
But they all can't do six completely different things. It's just goddamn soap.
I don't ask any questions.
I don't either.
I don't want to know, frankly. Yeah. I don't want to get stuck there for 30 minutes while she breaks down every shampoo does. Yeah. It's like her asking
just
me about
let
like,
it happen.
The 1993 Buffalo Bills. Like, you're going to hear about Leonard Smith, and I know you don't want to hear about Leonard Smith.
So is Leonard Smith like the final bottle in a row of shampoos?
I guess. Well, no, because Leonard Smith would be like the third bottle. He was a very underrated part of that defense that brought him to four straight Super Bowls. The point I'm getting at is, all right, so Kimmy, when you get out of the shower, what are we dealing with then?
No, a lot of booze.
Let me think. I don't do anything. I dry my hair after the shower, and then like throughout like the non hair washing days, I will use like a dry shampoo or
what is that powder?
Like, no, it's like a spray. It looks like hairspray, but it fluffs up your hair a little bit.
How many times do you wash your hair a week?
2 to 3. Every other day.
That's a woman thing.
That's gross.
No, it's not.
I mean, it feels gross.
You're not supposed to wash your hair every day, unless you have really greasy hair. My hair's not that greasy.
I have to wash my hair every
scalp,
day.
Otherwise your scalp gets dry. It gives you dandruff.
Oh, I wash my hair like twice a day.
You do?
Well, yeah, when I get up to come to work and then when I get out of the shower.
But you have shorter hair. I don't know. I don't know how your hair works. Everybody's different.
I feel like this has
everybody's
been
got a different
routine.
But
you got a sweaty head.
Well, yeah, everyone's
got a sweaty head.
Everyone's got a sweaty head, man. Like, all
I'm
that
not
stuff
really
comes
that
out
sweaty.
You're the one that told us the other day that your hair is the most disgusting thing on
your
body.
Well, yeah, because it's exposed to everything.
Okay, but you're telling me you're not supposed to wash it. You leave the most disgusting thing on your body unwashed.
It gets like dirty in a day. Okay.
So do they what about the other hair? Is that on a 3-day a week
rotation?
It
doesn't
exist
anymore.
Your body.
No, but if you
about?
Have some down there,
you don't shampoo and condition other parts of your body.
And that's why it doesn't look good. That's why you're not getting the volume you need.
That's why it always looks so sad.
No, I mean, women don't have that anymore.
Well, some do, some don't. Some have a little landing strip, you know, whatever.
Thank you for that.
Look at a little design down there.
A design?
Yeah.
It's a seahorse.
Yeah.
All right. Kimmy, when you were in high school, was hair product a bigger deal, like the out-of-the-shower hair
product? Well, okay. The thing was the style. There was a style of hair when we were in high school. It was very crunchy. And,
oh, yeah.
And it was like it was in a purple bottle. It was called Aussie scrunch spray, something like that. Yeah. And girls would just, I mean, you'd spray so much of it in your hair that your hair would just be in a permanent style until you washed it again.
Can we talk about that?
And it would be like kind of wavy, but it just looked kind of wet. I don't know.
Why
did we all did it.
Why do millennial women think that was a sexy look?
That super
I
the
have
scrunchy, hard
was that
no
actress.
Idea.
Which one?
What was it? She had a TV show.
Oh, Diane Scrunchy.
Yes, thank you. The Scrunchies. No, there was some chick that started that craze on TV. And everybody started wearing their hair.
I mean,
like
we must have got it from somewhere. I just don't remember where.
Well, the reason I ask is, I don't know if this is a common teenage girl thing or this is like TikTok.
Like now,
or,
now time.
Yeah, Instagram culture.
Oh, man. Like your daughters are exposed to like all that stuff all the time.
So, Tommy, like the way that we would
they
get
it. They have beauty influencers they probably follow.
They're
I only
age,
knew
right?
what I saw on TV.
Well, so that's just it. So, like the way we used to get excited for new albums or like tickets to sporting events. My daughters get excited for hair and skin products. And I thought.
The hog having a release this weekend?
Well, except, no, you laugh. So, like, I thought it was just because my wife was a dermatologist and she brainwashed him. No, it's all of her friends. Like, it's Sephora, Ulta, Walmart, CVS. All of these places have.
So they launch these influencers to push their crap.
And they have like items that are exclusive to their stores.
Yeah.
Like, on Sunday, we're driving home from something my daughter had to do. And my youngest is like, well, we have to stop at CVS because person. Whoever person is on whatever social. They just launched Honeybee Dew Rejuvenating Skin something.
Wait, that's out?
It's out. But she's she's turning 13 next week. You know what I mean?
Like but she's coming into that age, though, right? I mean, this is all going to be super important.
But it's such a scamola, man. Like
it has to be expensive.
You walk into like Sephora or Ulta or CVS or Walmart.
Unless we had CVS, Walmart, but I don't think Sephora was here yet.
But you had like the
at the time
Macy's and Coffin. They all had those counters full of like cosmetics,
and they still do, which is weird.
And they always had the chicks sitting there to like paint your face.
But I feel like when I was a teenager, that was kind of like old people makeup.
Oh,
like that was where my mom went and got her makeup.
Yeah, my girls.
When I say old people, like people in their 30s,
like you.
Yeah,
my girls have never asked to go to one of those places.
Yeah,
it's always like the younger.
But that was like my first wife. She was Queen Chintz, so she would go down to like those into the mall and just get her makeup done. And they would just do your makeup. She wouldn't even buy anything.
Because they wanted to sell you
and
on
she goes,
product.
Well, I'll come back later. And then she would have her. I'm like, man, that is like, you're just screwing these people over.
No, I hear you. If only she had a man that was able to provide for her so she could buy the nice makeup.
Well, she screwed up there, so.
Yes, so the
didn't
first.
Didn't even love her.
The first Sephora didn't open here until 2007. So we escaped that whole generation, I guess, of teenage makeup.
Have you gotten dragged into a Sephora?
So Sephora, yes. But when Sephora was first around. Mm-hmm. It was only there was none up here, so I remember women when they went down to Manhattan, they would go to that store in Times Square because I think that was like the only one around.
Okay,
and then next thing you know, they're just all over the country. So yeah.
So if you've never been to a Sephora, it's this giant store that sells.
It's just cologne and makeup and crap.
Makeup, skin cream, cologne,
perfume.
Yeah. But when you walk in, it's like the fist of Muhammad Ali. Of perfume punched you in the face. Yeah. Like, if you have any allergies, you are sneezing immediately. And
to put it in my father's words, you smell like a French whorehouse. And he would know. He served.
What, they brought the French whores to Geneva?
Yeah, of course they did,
That's
bro.
That's how he met your mother. So, Kimmy, credit to Sephora.
Yeah.
They always have 75 people working at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
What sucks about that is every 30 seconds somebody, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I? And like, I'm obviously
well, that's
not
just because you look suspicious.
But I'm not here for me, Kimmy. Obviously.
But they also push all their products at the counter because I know when I've been in with my wife.
Really?
When you get up to the counter, they go, well, you know what? You may like with that. And here's this, and here's that, and here's this.
I've never had them do that.
They got big
at the counter. Well, usually, like the line's too long. They're just trying to get you through.
Oh.
Well, they got that impulse buy section too. The whole
line
is
lying.
You have to
impulse.
Walk through it.
Yeah, you have to walk through the line with all the samples.
And my wife, and now my kids, because they've watched her, is the worst. Like when my wife is ready to check out somewhere, she goes into a panic mode. Like, I haven't gotten everything I need. And she'll just start like randomly grabbing things. Like, it happens everywhere we go. And I have to like put my arms on her shoulder and be like, it's okay. We have what we need.
All right.
And now give me back that and give me back that. We're going to put
Does it work?
Back. Sometimes.
All right.
Depends on how stressed out she is. If I'm there, not stressed, obviously.
Oh, of course not.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is, ladies, be safe with your heads.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, you can all shave your heads. I don't think it would make much of a difference for us guys.
Well, let's not get into that.
I'm just a
ball-headed woman.
One of my favorite ELO songs.
Ooh, ball-headed woman.
Despite the fact we still have 10 days of August, spooky season is here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Pumpkin spice is starting to hit the shelves and all the coffee shops, right? You got Halloween candy out at all the grocery stores. And these are now opening up across the greater Rochester area. People love these stores.
Oh, great.
And there will be more of these stores this year in our area.
Fantastic.
Than ever before. Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
It's actually not, because the more of these stores that exist, the bigger reminder it is that things are not going well.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Spirit Halloween has officially started opening locations in the greater Rochester.
So that's like a chain of like costume stores?
Yeah. So anything Halloween.
Pop-up store. Yeah.
Mostly costumes, but it's got all this stuff. And they, like Kimmy said, they are pop-up big box stores. They take over locations from August to October 31st.
Yeah.
And then on November 1st, they are gone.
Back to sadness.
Yep, exactly. So the locations in Rochester this year: Brockport in the former Big Lots, Canandaigua in the former Big Lots, Greece, guess where?
Big Lot?
No, Joanne Fabrics, stupid. Henrietta in the former Home Goods, Penfield in the former Tuesday Morning, Victor in the former Party City, and in Webster, a space next to Ollie's.
So this former company was doing well.
It reads like a graveyard of places that we went to for years that screwed the pooch, right? Because like if this business model works for Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
They keep expanding every single year. People love to go and shop there. And if you've never been inside a Spirit Halloween, it's kind of an experience.
So they got everything.
Well, Tommy, they set up like, okay.
It's almost like you're entering a haunted house.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, like interactive lawn decorations have become very big the last couple of years. Yeah, the big skeletons. You step on something, like something jumps out at you.
Yeah.
They set up all of them
You got to walk through it all before you get to the costume.
Exactly. Oh.
Pretty good idea.
So, and there's like 2 dozen of these things in every store.
They keep it really like dark, like dimly lit.
But you have to walk through it. It feels like a scary Soul Train line.
It feels a little spooky.
My kids love going. Any excuse they can find to go to Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
We go to Spirit Halloween.
Well, yeah, kids got to dig it.
Right? But it is depressing in the towns they open up, right? Because the only way your town gets their own Spirit Halloween location is if some major store not only shut down, no other place wanted to take over that location.
It's abandoned, basically.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's not like the landlords, Kimmy, are going to keep a space open for a store that pays 3 months of rent every year.
Right.
Okay. On top of that, the jobs they provide locally at Spirit Halloween, they must have a time limit on them, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, from setup to close, what, do you got a job for 4 months?
Maybe. Right, you're right. Between half a month before they open, half a month after they're closed, cleaning things up. I do have a question, because I've never met anyone that's ever worked at a Spirit Halloween. And if you have, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do they get people to work there? Because you only have employment, like you said, for 4 months.
Yeah. It's perfect for college kids. So my roommate, my freshman year roommate, she worked at one of these because it was the time she was there.
Okay.
And then you leave for break or whatever. So it actually times out perfectly if you just want like a job for a semester.
So it's all college kids.
I mean, the one where she worked mostly was, but, you know, I mean, that was a college town. So maybe that's why.
Maybe that's her hook. You know, come work with us. You'll have Jägermeister money.
Well, I mean, to your point, I mean, Brockport's got a college. Yeah. Henrietta's got a couple of them. But the
rest
of
them. It's like the perfect semester job.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So the most.
Because you couldn't make a career out of it, right?
Well, no. Unless
I'll be back next year, man.
And like, here's the thing. I would assume it's a close to minimum wage job.
Right.
And it's not like it's hard to find a retail minimum wage job right now, at least for now.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if I can work for 4 months at Spirit, or I can work year-round at Walmart or Target or wherever, well, which one am I choosing?
True.
But I think the most interesting thing about Spirit Halloween.
What's that?
If you go and shop there this year, go buy something from Spirit Halloween.
It sounds like a scary airline.
Well, I don't know what's scarier, Spirit Halloween stores or flying with Spirit Airlines.
Could be the same guy. Could be that pilot you may have sold you like a Dracula outfit like 4 months ago.
If you go and buy something from Spirit Halloween, there is a good chance you'll be buying something that they've had for years in their possession.
Oh, yeah. That wig's been around for decades.
So Spirit Halloween does not do clearance sales. They have a very interesting business model. the day after Halloween, they shut their doors, and that's it.
It's not like Christmas or holiday stuff where you can expect to go into that store 2 days later and everything's half off.
Yes, when they close down the store, they collect all their merchandise. They put it in storage for next year because Halloween stuff doesn't go bad.
Well, it doesn't age.
Exactly.
It's like new fashion trend. It's Dracula.
Bingo. Like
the ghost.
Yes, short of the candy, everything else you can put back out there next year. So they never lose any money on the products that they sell. All the other places, as Kimmy brought up, Target, Walmart, whoever else sells costumes and Halloween stuff, it puts them at a major disadvantage because half of the stuff that they bring in to sell, they're going to have to sell at 50, 60, 70% off a week or two after Halloween.
So the dude that owns this company has got to be super ass rich.
Can we Google who owns Spirit Halloween? I mean, you can make an argument they ran Party City out of business.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Party City made most of their money. Around Halloween.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kimmy, that's where we went when we were in high school. You went to Party City.
Yeah.
You stood with 1,000 other people.
Yep.
Well, four kids working went and grabbed your costume from the
bar. So Spirit Halloween's owned by Spencer's.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Spencer Gifts?
Yep.
Sidebar. How is Spencer's still open?
Yeah, because like, do kids still have posters in their room?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're getting them there.
Everywhere, so Five Below's.
I mean, if for all of your strange lighting needs, you go to Spencer's.
Okay, but
need a lava lamp? Spencer's.
But fart in a can.
Yeah, need a joke gift? Spencer's.
But let's talk Spencer's because they sell offensive T-shirts. Like, that's their hook, right? And then they would sell like sexually driven and like marijuana.
Like you felt like you were doing something you weren't supposed to do when you went there as a kid.
And that's fair. But here's the thing: that stuff's become fragmented, right? Because if I want to go buy like pipes or something, I'm going to go to, like, a smoke shop now.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get, like, sex toy stuff anymore. You can get it online or go to, like, you know, Show World or something like that. I don't get the purpose of – is it for, like, prudes that want to do wild stuff?
Can you buy all that stuff, like, on Amazon?
Yeah.
Can you buy, like, sex toys on Amazon?
Yeah.
Really?
Where have you been?
You can find them on a bunch of places
online. I didn't think, like, they were into that business, like –
Amazon's
shipping dildos and stuff.
Shipping dildos, one of my favorite Dropkick Murphy songs. Shipping out a dildo, help! Amazon will sell you anything they legally can.
All right, I didn't realize they got into the dildo game.
But wait a minute, like, would you be weirded out if you found out a woman bought a sex toy on Amazon?
I just didn't think they did it. You know what I mean?
Why?
I don't know.
That's where they draw the line.
I'm seeing some guy in that band. And he's got a bunch of plastic puds. He's driving around Henrietta. What?
He's not delivering it unwrapped.
I know, but still, just the thought,
I'd return it if he showed up with, "Hey, I got your dildo." No, you don't remember that story? That woman who kept getting she wasn't ordering it, but they kept dropping off sex toys from Amazon 3 times a day at her house, and she couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
But it turns out she was the happiest woman in America. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Spirit Halloween. They announced they will have locations in Rochester this year, in Brockport, Canandaigua, Greece, Henrietta, Penfield, Victor, and Webster. It's the most locations they have ever had, which sounds good, but it's not, because it means that big box stores have closed in these towns, and no one wants to take over the space. And it's funny because, like, in most towns now, there are 8 to 9 options for Spirit Halloween to open up a location. Henrietta especially, man.
Yeah.
Henrietta's been pretty fortunate where, like,
something else has gone in.
Most of the time. But there are a couple of plazas that it just, like,
they don't come back.
Yeah. We've decided to abandon it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even in Henrietta, where the Spirit Halloween has been for the last couple of years, Spirit Halloween isn't even going in there. They're going into another place.
Damn.
It is depressing, too, when they go into very, like, iconic-looking buildings. Like, you know what that building used to be. Like, if it's on, like, a Circuit City or
something.
That's
where it used to be in Henrietta a couple years ago.
But you're like, oh, man. This is kind of sad.
It's funny you bring that up, because when it was in the Circuit City in Henrietta, I got excited. Because that Circuit City building, it's knocked down now, I think. It's a storage facility. But I hadn't been in that building in, like, 15 years.
But everybody went there to get their stuff back in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when Spirit Halloween opened, I was like, oh, I get to go back into Circuit City. This is fun. Hambone writes us on Instagram. He says, "I heard this year, after they closed Spirits, they're opening Spirit Christmas."
Oh.
Good idea.
I feel like you don't need, but everywhere has Christmas stuff, though. You know what I mean? All those home decor stores, they all have, I mean,
oh,
they all
Wegmans
go all out for Christmas. I don't know if that'll be as successful. Because Halloween, I don't think you can say all those places have costumes and all the extra stuff you might need on Halloween. You can't find it other places.
I get where you're coming from. But Kimmy, you know how weird people get about Christmas decorations and how excited? If you have a one-stop shop for absolutely everything.
But didn't like the Christmas tree shop close?
But that was open year-round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need.
I guess.
Yeah, you're right. I never understood.
I mean,
the
how
idea.
Many Christmas trees are you buying?
How many windows you got? Well, then we talked last year. The new thing is multiple Christmas trees.
Yeah,
the window tree.
But even still, you're
the
not buying
tree.
A new one every year.
Maybe, if you're a poor. Let's take a break. Seems like it could be a problem.
Okay.
Put a bunch of sons and husbands in a really bad predicament starting next year. Because you have to take this holiday seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But locally, fans of this traditionally guy sport are going to have to make a decision. Mom or motorsports?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday?
Yeah, buddy.
NASCAR fans in upstate New York got shocking news.
What happened?
Watkins Glen International, one of the most unique racetracks in all the circuit.
Yeah, it's a road course.
Is it the last permanent road course?
I thought there was another one in either Texas or California.
Okay, anyway. Traditionally,
yeah.
NASCAR's big race at the Glen happens in August.
Mm-hmm.
It just went down 2 weeks ago, right?
Go bowling at the Glen.
That's right. Well, NASCAR has announced a big-time schedule shakeup, and the Glen might have gotten the worst of it. The race next year is being moved from August to May.
May.
And if that's not bad enough, next year, the Watkins Glen NASCAR race falls on Mother's Day weekend.
Ooh.
They're going to be racing at the Glen.
Yeah.
No.
On Mother's Day weekend.
And by the way, the weather could be so iffy. You could have snow.
Yeah, it's not out of the question. Although it is earlier May. All right. For those who may be out of the NASCAR loop, a big part of going to Watkins Glen to watch the races is camping out and partying all week.
I mean, it is tradition, and it starts, that race goes off on Sunday. People go down there on a Tuesday and wait. To get in.
You went down and stayed a couple times.
Oh, yeah. But we know guys that would like take their weekly yearly vacation, Monday night, pack up the camper, get in line to get a spot on Tuesday
morning. It's a holiday,
morning.
Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I am asking a serious question.
Yeah.
Can you celebrate Mother's Day at the track?
Well, I mean, if mom likes, a mechanical bull and a traditional cannon firing at night, and I'm not making any of that
You
up.
Saw both those with your own eyes.
Some dude had a cannon.
Well, if you can get a cannon.
Wheeled it in past security.
Well, yeah.
Just bring him a cannon in. It's wild. I think it's called Gumby Land or Gumby World, that whole area inside that track where they just get crazy.
Okay. Is that something? Are there enough moms and mothers and wives of NASCAR fans themselves that you could bring mom to the race at the Glen as a Mother's Day gift?
Well, she'd have to be an Uber fan. I mean, unless it's like the family tradition, that's their vacation.
Which I'm guessing if you are that person that goes every year, it is a family tradition. Like, I have a friend whose parents go every year. Like, that is what it's like their annual trip. And it's her dad and her mom, and they go together, and they love it. They look forward to it.
Okay.
It's like their thing.
All right, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is a difference between taking a trip as a family and mom's thing, because my wife will go travel to Bills games with me, right? She wants to do that, and she has a lot of fun doing that. If I told her on Mother's Day we are traveling to go to a sporting event, her weekend, I don't think she'd be happy with it.
Probably not, because go to the Glen like that, it's a lot of work. And I'm guessing a lot of that falls on mom to pack up the food, the camper, all that stuff.
You'd
right?
also have to expect the kids are coming. I would assume mom wants to be around the kids on Mother's Day, and I don't know if an event like this, especially if you have adult kids, like, are they tagging along, or are they just like, you guys go,
all right,
go do your thing?
It feels like NASCAR, and again, we are naive to this.
Yeah.
We're not huge NASCAR fans.
No.
And if we're wrong, tell us, 252-WCMF. But it feels like of the major sports in America, short of maybe MMA, NASCAR might be the most male fan-dominated of the sport.
I would assume so, yeah.
So NASCAR themselves says that 40% of its fan base are women.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, you've been, so.
Well, the guys we know, the wives are into it.
Okay.
But I don't, but that's all I know.
It's like
of
a
it.
Family thing.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you know any single women that are NASCAR fans?
Nobody my age. Okay. I know older women, like women over 50 that that grew up with it. You know, better NASCAR fan. Like I said, it's a family thing. Like, they went with the kids every year.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, a young girl, but you know, NASCAR fan.
Well, here's the thing. Young girls have been getting big into Formula One the last couple
of
years.
But there's a reason for that. They're a bunch of handsome European drivers.
Well, they got a bunch of handsome...
What about Bubba Wallace? Or Dale Earnshripp?
I guess what I'm getting at is, if women were brought by the good-looking drivers on those reality shows and actually stayed for Formula One, is that trickling over into NASCAR?
Maybe it is.
And I'm asking. I don't know. Right. I would think no.
Yeah.
I feel like it's two separate things.
I mean, like, they race in, like, these exotic locations.
Yeah.
Or Talladega.
Well, they're in Watkins Glen. They got a park there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, It's a Bear by God on Instagram writes us, the race at Watkins Glen will be 5 days before Watkins Glen State Park opens next year.
Oh,
so it'll be for the season. It'll be even too early for the park.
It'll be cold. Think about this. If you're camping there, it could be 30 degrees and frost in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. All right, 252 WCMF. Yesterday, NASCAR announces a massive schedule shakeup, and the track that may have gotten it the worst is Watkins Glen. Traditionally, they run that race in August. Next year, they will be running it in early May.
You're going to need, like, fur-lined Daisy Dukes.
There's some guys that'd be into that.
Oh, yeah.
Or just get your mom. You don't need the fur. Just throw it out the bottom. Next year, the race will fall on Mother's Day. All right, let me ask this question. Phone number is 252 WCMF, 252-9263. What is the best mom will have a good time sport that you can take her to? Of the four major and NASCAR, the sporting event mom would enjoy being at the most would be?
Baseball.
Is it baseball?
I think so.
It feels like baseball.
Yeah, it feels like baseball.
Why is it baseball?
It's just like a little bit more relaxing than your average like big four sport.
Would you agree it's baseball?
I was thinking football just because it's so popular. But yeah, baseball just boring enough for mom. Whereas she's not going to feel threatened by anything at the ballpark.
I feel like
unless the boys start spitting and grabbing her crotch.
No spitting, no farting.
And no cussing.
It's more about what's going on around the game sometimes than the actual game.
So we don't have the NBA here. That's hard for us to judge, right? Yeah. And most moms, I would argue, that spend their Mother's Day watching hockey are watching their own kids play hockey.
Yeah.
Because that never stops. Okay. Oh, look, I know this discussion may be coming off as misogynistic, and I don't mean for it to be. Because I understand we don't live in the same sports world, Kimmy, that we grew up in 30 years ago.
I'm just thinking of my mom, personally. She loves Wings games. I mean, she would go to a Bills game, and I think she would experience it once and have fun. I don't know if she'd want to do it like every weekend.
I feel it's interesting, though, because I would argue that the NFL, you have a better chance of sitting next to a single female fan at an NFL game than you do any other of the four
major
sports.
But they market towards females now. I don't think NASCAR does.
I don't know.
Can you Google?
What?
Well, I mean, like, I'm sure you will be able to find the if they are marketing towards women, what are doing to market towards women.
Is it working?
I would think they do just because they're trying to bring in more fans, right, in general.
They were struggling a couple of years ago. I don't know what it is now.
Right.
But, you know, it sucks for the NFL that I would argue, you know, with the whole breast cancer awareness they did all those years ago.
They push.
And, you know, Taylor Swift brings a bunch of women in. And even before that, you know, it was a 50-50 split of men-women fans. They don't really get to do Mother's Day because they're not in season.
Yeah.
Like, if you had the NFL playing on Mother's Day and did a Mother's Day event, I would bet you there's more women in the crowd than there would be men for those games.
Probably.
I don't know. Kimmy, do you know, I know women that follow the NBA. You know NBA female fans.
Yeah.
Right? I know women that love hockey and baseball. You know women that love hockey and baseball, Tom.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single woman I know that is not married into a NASCAR family that's like, I got to get to the TV and watch the race this week.
Yeah, she's like by herself.
Yeah, it's Dover. We got to get to Dover.
Right.
I guess the big question becomes, moving this race at the Glen to Mother's Day next year, which tradition in your family is more important?
Who wins?
Well, because Tommy, like you said, there are some families that haven't missed a NASCAR race at the Glen in 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Generations of people.
It's religion.
Up. Is that more important than Mother's Day? I'm asking sincerely.
Well, it's the only race you're going to get up here that you can drive to, unless you want to go to like the Poconos.
Poconos, yeah.
But that's a haul, man.
Well, and even if you know going to the Poconos, it feels like this is our hometown
it
race.
Is, yeah.
Right.
I mean, and it's unique where it sits.
Exactly.
You know.
So like if I've been going to the Glen for 20, 30 years, right, made this a family tradition. Can you make the argument?
Yeah.
That this is more important to our family than Mother's Day.
You could.
Well, I think mom might even argue that. Like, she may not, it may not be the number one thing she wants to do, but not taking that family trip because this is the time you're going to do it, right? You can't like plan a different weekend. She might, that might outweigh her wanting to do something else.
But it might play into her hands.
How so?
Where y'all go, I'll stay home.
Oh, like she wants alone time on Mother's Day.
And she would say y'all. So she gets a break. Okay. And you get to go do your thing, and I get the house to myself for, you know, 3 days.
I have a question because I've never been. Like, if they, let's say you go and you take, like, your camper or whatever you're taking down there, can you, are you kind of, like, stuck there?
Yes.
Or, okay. I didn't know if, well, like, there were other things you could do in the area.
You can, but it's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
Like, getting out.
So that's what
is
you're going to be doing.
And where would you be going anyway? Going home?
Well, the park.
Well, or, like, well, isn't, I mean, there are, like, cute, like, wineries and stuff, I'm sure, with the
Cute Winery is very big with NASCAR fans that camp out.
No, I'm talking about for mom. Like, if you want to do something
I guess
with
you
her
could,
while you're there.
But it'd be a hassle.
Okay, that's what I was at. It was how difficult it would be.
I mean, if you're deep into that, like, camper area, you would need a vehicle besides your camper to go do that stuff.
Well, if you have a tow behind.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You take an Uber.
They have Uber out there?
I don't know how
wilderness
tough
Uber
it is to get one.
I'm sure there
probably
is
probably like a donkey.
I'm sure there are Ubers.
Probably like one Uber
during the weekend at the Glen. I'm sure there are people that drive out that way to work. Uber.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, you know, there are people staying in hotels.
True.
That are getting back
I think she'd rather stay home and send the kids and you out.
So here's the problem with that.
She's gonna feel left out though.
The logic behind it makes sense, even with you, Kimmy. Like my, you know, your wife or mother saying, "I want to go. This is what I want to do." Or you saying, "Leave me behind. I'd rather have to."
Yeah.
I don't trust that my wife is telling the truth or my mother is telling the truth, and I don't trust that I won't be paying for this.
But don't you think she wants a break?
I mean, if she does want a break, that's fine. I'll give you a break where I am within a cell phone's call where I can come and do stuff with you later.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave you for the weekend where all of a sudden at 1 o'clock on Sunday you realize, oh, I wish I was with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, that could blow up in
Woo!
Your face. Maybe she's got that Amazon dildo order showing up, son.
We'll read one Instagram message.
She's got King Richard between her legs.
Do you think...
They do. They NASCAR
no, they don't.
Makes...
No, shut up. They don't. They
sex
do
toys.
Not. No,
they make the King Richard.
NASCAR does not make
They make
sex
a
toys.
Richard Petty dildo.
That is a Christian...
And it's got a cowboy hat and sunglasses on it.
Sounds, feels like it would hurt.
Oh, it hurts. Because you know what they say.
What's that?
Rubbin's racing, darling. That's why I'm King Richard. Put a little blue emu on it.
Blee! 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 All right, let's take a break. I'm not even reading the Instagram.
King of Daytona.
Shut up.